Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231, as we kick off hour one of the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, we got all kinds of bad ideas to talk about tonight, and all kinds of dumb people. And in fact, a couple of them out in California, another one in Texas. We're going to start out on the West. In fact, micro-stamping is the issue. Torgo, what does that even mean?
Okay, well, the California Senate on Thursday passed a bill that would require the micro-stamping of semi-automatic handguns, giving cartridges fired from these guns a unique imprint, which, according to gun control advocates, would help police solve crimes.
Okay.
Supporters
what
said,
kind of unique imprint are we talking about here? A little smiley face?
No, hold on. I've got the actual text here. This bill would expand the definition of unsafe handguns to include semi-automatic pistols that are not designed and equipped with, and here's what they're going to have a microscopic array of characters that identify the make, model, and serial number of the pistol etched into the interior surface or internal working parts of the pistol, which are transferred by imprinting on each cartridge case when the firearm is fired.
Somebody either doesn't know anything about firearms or just doesn't want any new firearms sold in California.
That's what I was thinking. How can you do this? I mean, I'm not a firearms expert or anything like that, but where are you going to put this imprinter on? The hammer that hits the firing pin on the bullet? Where does it, how
perhaps
do you build this mechanism into a gun?
Who knows? I
microscopic?
Right.
I mean, it's not going to get worn off. It's metal smashing against metal.
Right. I have no idea exactly.
Again.
Maybe they'll embed diamond in there in the shape of.
I don't think that's going to matter. I mean,
yeah.
A diamond micro imprint into the back of a bullet casing, that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I'm just
going to
go put 1,000 rounds through this gun, and then your little imprint's going to be gone.
Pretty much. Well, supporters say that the micro-stamping would turn the spent cartridges into potential evidence. But other people say the bill is yet another attempt to burden gun manufacturers and further restrict gun sales in the state. They say that gun makers, faced with the added expense of micro-stamping semi-automatic weapons, would either stop selling their wares in California or drastically increase their prices.
Because I can't even, again, I'm not an engineer, not a weapons engineer, but I can't imagine how this could possibly be implemented at an affordable price, let alone be implemented at all. I just can't fathom it. And I know we have some gun experts out there. If you guys can chime in on this, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231.
Here's the thing I like about it. The strongest civilian supporter of that law says, well, when police retrieve the bullet casing at a crime scene, they can quickly track down the legal owner of the handgun that fired it.
No.
Well, okay, well, there's a couple of issues here. First of all, most criminals don't register their guns.
Sure.
There's that.
Well, they had to
buy them new.
They had to have gotten bought new somewhere, sometime, but they probably have changed hands many times.
They may have changed hands several times, and
they could have been stolen.
They could have been stolen, or they could have also been purchased in another state and brought into California as well.
Well,
so, I mean, there's no guarantee that the bad guys are going to end up with the micro-stamped guns anyway.
What's clear is they're just not going to sell any more handguns in California. Nobody's going to buy them.
No, not at all.
The businesses that sell handguns are going to go out of business because it's just going to be too hard to sell these handguns because the demand's going to go down for them because now you're going to have these stamped, imprinted.
I'm sorry, is this a proposed law, or has this passed? I missed that point.
It's passed the Senate. Now it's got to go to the Assembly.
Man. So essentially, they are regulating the gun business out of business
in
California. Now, I actually had an email come in, I think it was over the weekend, asking, because I had used the term regulation versus law over the weekend, and it kind of made me question myself. I'm not really even sure. What's the difference between a regulation and a law? Is there even a difference?
I don't know. It seems to me that you have to follow both.
Well, the context that it was asked in was we were talking about the TSA and their various regulations that they have on the books that supposedly aren't really laws that because you don't have to follow them. Like the example that was given, I think it was the Gilmore case that we talked about last week.
Right, the regulation that states that you have to show ID.
Right. Is it a regulation or is it a law or is there crossover between the two?
It's an FAA regulation. And It is a law that states that airports have to comply with all FAA regulations in order to operate.
I see.
So the FAA, the difference between a regulation and a law is that a regulation is an internal rule that an
written by bureaucrats.
That an organization has that they don't have to get approval from any other body on.
And a law is something passed by legislators.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. I just wanted to make sure everyone was on the same page. So essentially they are creating, this is a law because it's being passed by Congress, but it's going to be another regulation on the industry. So they're saying that, okay, we're not going to outlaw guns in the state. We're just going to make it so onerous and so difficult for you to actually manufacture and distribute your product in this state that you're not going to bother to want to anymore.
Right, and they're talking about all of the drawbacks that this is going to bring in, you know, that a lot of people don't think about. Like, for example, bullet casings are usually recycled. You know, the same bullet casing is then reused. You know, it's refilled and reused. Well, if a casing's been stamped,
make that go away.
You can't reuse it because then if it gets used in a crime, which stamp is the correct stamp?
Well, I would assume one would think that it would be stamped in about the same location, and then they would obscure each other.
That's even better. Well, it depends. You don't know that you're going to put the cartridge into your gun at the same degree on the facing. You know, like
it could be
turned one way.
Yeah, sure could. She could.
You know, it depends on how you put it in the gun.
It's just a mess.
No,
it certainly is.
This is a real mess because a lot of the guns that are sold today are gun models that have gone back for 100 years. I mean, some of these guns that are still popular today are old school models that are just continually popular, new, you know, additions and add-ons
right.
and things come out for them.
Well,
you're
a second. This is only for semi-automatic weapons, as I heard the article.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You probably can't even sell automatic weapons in California.
Well, you could have a revolver, and that is not a semi-automatic.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You could have a nice big .357 Python,
okay.
And you wouldn't have to have an imprint on that.
That's true. It is semi-automatic weapons, but most people have semi-automatic handguns.
They do, and there's a good reason.
How come they left revolvers out of this?
Nothing has the scare value of a .357 Python, though. Nothing.
Another thing you could do. Is you could go to, and this is another thing that they've suggested here in the article. Let's say you have a plan to start shooting some people. Well, you spend a day at a firing range, you pick up a bunch of loose casings. Then you go, you start shooting people, and then you throw loose casings around the scene. Now there's imprints from everybody's gun.
Wow. Brilliant. And this is heading towards the House of Representatives for passing.
Yeah, it's heading to the California General Assembly.
And knowing California, it'll probably sail right through.
This is just dumb. This just doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't have to.
You're not going to do anything but make it difficult on the gun manufacturers.
That's all. That's the idea, I believe.
And what about, did they say anything about gun shows? Because this is always the question.
No, they haven't said anything about gun shows.
I'd be shocked if they even allowed gun shows in California.
I would be a little shocked, too, but if there's gun shows, on all likelihood, they'll be selling, they travel around, and then they're not, you know, they don't have this one state regulation here and the other, so they're not going to have these imprinted weapons.
Right. Yeah.
So either A, gun shows are out the window also, or B, they're not going to regulate gun shows, in which case everybody's going to buy their weapons at gun shows, and you might as well close your gun store.
So are there any other quotes from the bureaucrats behind this, the people that are for this? Because I'd love to hear what the whiners have to say on this.
Well, let's see.
It goes out of that article.
It's another quote here from the president of the California Million Mom March chapter.
There we go.
Who is the strongest supporter, who says that police fail to make an arrest in approximately 45% of all homicides in California because they lack the evidence they need.
Oh.
This bill will help police by providing them with new and meaningful leads for solving handgun crimes.
Sounds like it'll provide the police with more busy work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially if somebody uses the approach that you suggested, Torgo, and throwing empty shells around the scene of a crime.
This is so rarely going to provide the police with any information at all.
There's 20 leads for you to follow, guys. Have fun.
Well, there's the California NRA Members Council was the one who suggested that idea at the firing range. They said, micro-stamped cartridge cases fired and abandoned at government agencies, facilities, or private shooting ranges could be gathered and used to seed crime scenes with evidence implicating law enforcement officers and citizens in crimes they had nothing to do with.
Yeah, because the law enforcement officers are always down at the gun range.
Yep.
800-259-9231. There's yet another bad idea coming out of California. This one has to do with a smoking ban. We'll come back with that and your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system with over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. You'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and it's free, just like everything else is on our website. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So I feel sorry for these poor gun owners out in California. I mean, if you're a gun owner in California, why are you still there? Your days are numbered, my friends.
There's not going to be too many gun owners left in California the way they're passing laws out there.
Right. Now, what are they going to do about people who already have registered semi-automatic weapons?
Well, just to recap, we're talking about a law that has been passed by the California Senate. It's now going to their House or whatever they call it.
The General Assembly.
General Assembly to vote on it, which is going to require that manufacturers engage in or put some sort of a micro-stamping device inside their guns. Gun manufacturers are going to have to do this if this passes. Either that or they're just going to have to stop selling guns in the state. But obviously that applies to brand new guns manufactured and sold. So you're asking,
right.
Well, are the other people going to be grandfathered in? They'd have to be, don't you think?
Or do they have a certain amount of time to go have their gun retrofitted with micro-stamping?
That would be really bad.
I can't imagine how you'd do that either.
You couldn't. I did learn a little bit more about the actual micro-stamping process. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, the trade association for the firearms industry, said that the Senate passage of AB 352, which is what we just described, will result in a ban on ammunition sales in the state, burdening sportsmen, hunters, and firearms enthusiasts. Micro-stamping is a patented process that laser engraves the firearms make, model, and serial number on the tip of the gun's firing pin.
Okay.
So that is where it's supposed to be. So it imprints the information on the discharged cartridge cases. I think it's interesting that they point out that this is a patented process. I wonder if the owner of said patented process is going to be benefiting from this law. I mean, if they mandate that every single firearm have a micro-stamping firing pin, then doesn't that mean that everyone has to go and pay money, pay royalties to this guy to use his process?
Precisely that. Yeah. So it's nice for that person there. I would assume it's a him. I'm just guessing, though.
A recent independent peer-reviewed study published in the Professional Scholarly Journal for Forensic Firearms Examiners proved that this technology is unreliable and doesn't function as the patent holder claims, and it can be easily defeated in mere seconds using common household tools. I mean, after all, it's micro-stamping. As you pointed out, Mark, even if you fire enough rounds, it'll probably go away.
I would think.
And if you know anything about taking apart a firearm and there's instructions that you can find on the Internet, you pull apart your firearm, take out the firing pin, and probably take a file to the sucker. There goes your micro-stamping.
Just that quick.
And then what are they going to do? Create a new crime for anybody that removes the micro-stamping device from the firing pin? How are you going to find that out?
That's nice and Big Brotherly-esque.
It's really just a bad idea. Furthermore, criminals will simply switch the engraved firing pin for a readily available unmarked spare parts, thereby circumventing the technology.
Well, what if they go ahead and switch it for something else? They could just keep switching their pins, a crazy man who's running around serial killing and all that stuff, he could just change his firing pin every time he does his crime.
Yep.
Or if he's really clever, he could go ahead and write whatever he wants on his little firing pin and he could leave little messages for the police.
Well, that would require him to have the tools that he needs to go through the patented process.
Sounds like a good movie, though.
So this organization says, by the way, this includes major law enforcement organizations, are opposed to this unproven and unreliable technology. The cost of this dubious technology is also a great concern to firearms owners and taxpayers alike. This bill will not only force consumers of firearms to pay exorbitant price increases, as much as $150 per firearm, to cover the increased cost of micro-stamping, but substantially higher taxes for the cost of micro-stamped law enforcement guns as well. So firearms are generally pretty expensive to begin with. I mean, you're looking at laying down a few $100 to get yourself a handgun. And now you're talking about a $150 increase in the cost of a firearm. That's not good for the poor.
No, not at all.
That's keeping guns out of the hands of the poor. Is that what we want?
People who need the protection the most.
Yeah. It's a sad story.
And then it also raised another point is all law enforcement is, of course, going to have their guns replaced with micro-stamped guns. So then there's also the added tax burden of buying all new firearms for all law enforcement in the state.
Oh, my gosh.
New micro-stamped
guns. That sounds like a lot of money.
And I was trying to find the patent for the micro-stamping process, but there is a separate patent for the method of reading micro-stamps.
Oh.
By the same guy?
I don't know if it's by the same guy.
Probably.
I couldn't find the original, but that's two different patented processes that are in use here. So the cost of having the micro stamp, you know, that person's getting royalties on this, and then he's also getting royalties based on the apparatus and the method of reading said micro stamps that are already on the cartridges.
And I would think that every police department would also have to have a micro stamp reader, because you can't send it all to one central location. That would just take too long. So we've got to give every little police department a micro stamp reader, and who knows how much those cost.
They might do that. They might just make field micro stamp readers and put them in every car.
These police departments have to spend up the budget that they're allotted. And, you know, the county governments just love to lay down taxes, more taxes, more taxes.
It's
and
they have protection.
They have to figure out ways to spend it. I swear. I mean, you should see the county here. They have a tank.
What?
Yes. Sheriff Charlie Wells has a tank.
Yes. Manatee County has a tank.
It's like a tank. Armored personnel carrier or something.
Whatever.
Like that.
Whatever.
Okay.
Manatee County.
Is it the SWAT team?
I mean, what do they need a tank for?
There's some unruly old people in Bradenton.
I mean, what has ever possibly happened? They have to put down the Mexican rebellion out east?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Come on.
Busting through the doors
ridiculous.
Of people's homes, that sort of thing. What a sick story out of California. And, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, let them have it. They're going to probably pass this law. The guns are going to be not able to be sold in California because the manufacturer, if I was a gun manufacturer, I'd just say screw it. Look, if you want to buy my guns, I'll be selling them to a distributor.
The other 49 states.
Yep, I'll be selling them to distributors in Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico, and you can just cross over the border and go to Elko, Nevada or something like that. Go to the gun shop there and bring your guns back into California. Of course, then California's going to find out that people are going to other states to bring guns back into their state.
They already have checkpoints at pretty much every major entrance into California, so it wouldn't be too difficult to...
You're talking about vehicle installation checkpoints?
Yes.
We'd heard from the listener last week who told us about one, actually.
Yeah. These are for agriculture. This is for agriculture. You're not allowed to bring any sort of...
Really?
Food, agricultural item into California.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I went through them in 1998, and these look like toll booths.
They'll just change the mission, then, you're saying. They're just going to shift the mission there, and they'll make it so you can't bring in food, and you can't bring in any firearms or weapons.
Just that easy. They've already got it handled.
And it's not, what I'm suggesting here is not something that hasn't been suggested otherwise. The mayor of Boston, he suggested... not too long ago, it was about 6 months ago, that, oh, there's so many guns coming in from Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, we're going to have to close down the entrances to the state. We're going to have to put checkpoints at the borders of Massachusetts. So Massachusetts is already talking about doing it. Wouldn't be too far of a stone's throw for California.
California, Massachusetts, and New York. Just get ready.
Stay out. 800-259-9231. And if you are somebody that loves liberty in California, you probably should consider the Free State Project seriously. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Liberties. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Big Brother, the nanny state, the Constitution, freedom. Just a few of the subjects regularly discussed on Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's a smart, politically independent current events show hosted by a loud, fast-talking journalist. If you like FTR, FTL... What am I doing here?
What show are you on, anyway?
I'm just drunk. I'm
Didn't FDR have polio?
Chances are you'll like Common Sense, too. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
How often are those topics discussed on his show?
Often.
Oh, okay. Right. I was wanting you to repeat the word from the ad.
I didn't do so good on that, and I knew I didn't. It sounded colloquial, didn't it?
Regularly.
All right. We go into the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to George in California, or George in, you're not in California, you're in D.C. It's all this California.
No, I'm in California right now.
Are you really?
Burning Man.
Yeah, but I'm going to Burning Man in a couple of days.
Oh.
So, yeah. I got a question here. Is Ben Carlin related to George Carlin, the comedian?
Probably not.
That'd be funny if it was. Mm. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about my flight over here. I got to kind of live out that new, fairly new movie, Snakes on a Plane, by bringing out a rubber snake on the flight and getting some pictures taken. It was funny.
You brought a rubber snake onto the flight?
A lot of people thought it was good. Like, passengers as they were boarding the plane were like, what the hell is that? Because I had it sticking out.
I'm shocked that, maybe it's because you're in the TSA that you weren't picked on, but it seems to me like if just some average folk brought a rubber snake on the plane and started pretending like it was real, that could be considered terrorism. these days?
Yeah, actually, no. I was just like, informing. I was like, don't worry, it's not real. I just want to get some pictures taken so I can send to my friends and stuff. And I was not in my TSA uniform. In fact, they had no idea I was TSA.
I see.
Yeah, but anyway, that
well, be
was
careful,
cool,
would you?
Now.
Well, that's cool though. Because
Georgia, nice meeting you on the air. Hopefully, what do you think you'll be up in New Hampshire? So we'll hear you again
as soon as I can be.
That's a good answer, Targo.
Yeah, that's all I know is as soon as I can.
But it's cool being in the TSA because then you can just get on a plane, pull out a rubber snake, and say, it's okay, everybody, I'm in the TSA. So that way nobody really gets concerned over it.
There you go.
Exactly.
Man. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So there's more news of the smoking ban nature out of California. But, Torgo, you stumbled across something during the break. Are we ready to talk about this?
I think we're pretty close to ready to talk about it. We can do it.
Let's insert this here because it's crazy. More crazy legislation from California.
All right. Well, we're all familiar with the election process in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, for 200-plus years, we've used the methods outlined in the Constitution to choose our president.
I.e. the Electoral College.
Yes. Now, traditionally, each state has casted electoral votes for the candidate who receives the most votes in that state.
That's true, but it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be.
It's just traditional.
That's traditional. Florida's electoral votes went to whoever got the most votes in Florida,
right,
for example. Well, last week, the California Senate passed legislation to award the state's electoral college votes to the candidate who has received the most popular votes nationwide, whether Californians chose him or not.
What? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Can you run that by me one more time?
Okay. California has 55 electoral votes.
That's the most, I believe, of all.
They do have the largest number of electoral votes. Now, whoever gets the largest nationwide popular vote can win California's 55 electoral votes, regardless of how the people inside the state of California voted. For example, if this were in effect in the 2004 presidential election,
mm-hmm,
George Bush would have gotten California's electoral votes instead of John Kerry, even though John Kerry won the state by more than 10%.
How does this benefit the people of California?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
I can't imagine how it does. I mean, the popular vote, do they think that Californians are going to swing so far one direction that they're going to wait? No, that doesn't make any sense.
It
wouldn't matter because
really,
you wouldn't get the other states elected. It's just bad for the people of California.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, currently, there's 270 electoral votes needed to win the whole kit and caboodle there. You get the election if you get 270 votes, and you can do that in how many states?
About 12.
12 states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't get this at all. I like the Electoral College. I like it the way it is. I think we should leave it alone. This is just weird.
There's a few more details on this that are important to get out.
Right. Now, the mandate doesn't take effect until enough other states sign on to provide a majority of electoral votes.
How is it that they sign on? I mean, is this a petition?
Well, no, they pass similar legislation.
I see.
So Colorado, for example, has already passed similar legislation. They did it in April. So once enough states pass that same type of legislation,
Colorado and all 9 of its electoral votes.
Right. 9-55.
Ah, well.
Yeah. So let's say the 12 states that it would take to win the election all decide that they're going to go ahead and pass this legislation. Now at that point, whoever wins the popular vote nationwide will win the presidential election regardless of what happens in any of the other states.
Essentially, it's screwing over the other 40 states.
Can the state actually control the electoral votes? Here's what I'm wondering.
The electors control the electors.
Right, the electors do. So what happens if I'm an elector in California and they actually manage to pass this? Obviously,
and you don't want to go along with their mandate?
And I decide I'm not going to vote that way.
That's an interesting question.
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Am I going to jail?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how that works because they are legislating where the votes are going. That's what they've done here. They've legislated where the Electoral College's votes will go.
I think it's interesting that you bring up the question of being an elector. I mean, these people are chosen. Aren't they chosen by the political parties in the state to go up and represent them? Aren't there electors
that party wins the...
Yeah, there are Democratic electors and Republican electors and, whoever whatever other parties.
I presume there are third-party electors. I don't know if they bother sending anyone.
I'm not exactly sure. But then when that party wins, or, you know, I'm not exactly sure how it works. Because I've never looked into how electors are chosen.
It would seem to me that if, as an elector, as somebody who possibly could be chosen as an elector, if I was to be somebody who did it, you know, 2 years ago and wanted to do it again in 2008, and then I found out that there was this new rule on the books that said that I essentially didn't get to do my job as an elector, I don't know if I would even want to show up. I mean, are they I wonder if there's actually a portion to this bill that essentially is going to just eliminate the electors in the first place. If there's legislation that essentially replaces their jobs, why even continue with the charade? Because isn't that what it would be at that point? Just like a constitutional charade, essentially?
It's close to that anyway. I mean, you know, the electors are going to vote the way that their party wants them to vote. So, I mean, you know, not a big surprise which way they go, generally.
So, as I understand it then, Torgo, from what you've said, is that if 12 or 13 states get on board with this plan...
Yes, it 12 nullifies, or 13 specific states.
Right, it nullifies the rest of the union.
Yes.
I think it's time to end the United States at this point. I mean, if we're going down this road, if they want to keep going down this road, why bother continuing with it? Look at what they're doing. They're destroying the union from the inside now at this point. Via legislation, they are sidestepping the Electoral College process entirely.
Well, they're not doing it yet. They have to get people to go on.
They have to get Arnold Schwarzenegger to sign on this, and then they have to get a few more corrupt corrupt officials to get on board with this as well.
I don't think that's going to be anytime soon.
How long did it take them to do two of them? When did Colorado pass theirs?
April.
So that's two in a matter of 4 months, Mark.
I've got www.nashville.gov here. It says the Electoral College is a body of electors established by the U.S. Constitution to select the President and Vice President of the United States. Electors are chosen for a state proportional to its combined number of senators and representatives in the U.S. Congress. We know all this. One elector is selected for each legislative district in a state plus two, and political parties nominate electors who are then selected by the voters. Once confirmed, electors cast their ballots for candidates of their own political party.
Electors are selected by the voters?
Well, in the same... Yes, they are.
Each state has its own way
elector,
to do it.
Not for the president.
I see what you're saying. You're not actually voting as to who becomes an elector. I got you. They're appointed. 800-259-9231. If you think this is a good idea, I'd like to hear from you. This is your show, Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the result in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XAMADU, and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can shop with us. We've got the Free Talk Live store open for business at store.freetalklive.com. The pre-order phase is still going on, but only for another handful of days, only in the month of August. Will you be able to get the pre-order discount of over 7%? If you go to store.freetalklive.com and see the different T-shirts and hats and other stuff that we've got for sale, and you'll see the regular prices sitting next to them. If you click Add to Cart, then once you look at your shopping cart, you'll see the prices lower because it's reflecting the pre-order discount. So if you want to take advantage of that, now would be a good time at store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Electoral College and how California apparently has passed a law, the House of Commons or whatever they're called there.
The General Assembly and the Senate have both passed it.
The General Assembly, the Senate, it's sitting on Arnold Schwarzenegger's desk for either a signature or a veto. This is a bill that pretty much mirrors what was done in Colorado earlier this year, in that if it passes and if enough other states also pass similar legislation, then these states, with this legislation, will sway their electoral college votes in the national presidential election. They'll assign them all to whoever wins the popular vote nationwide.
Right.
So, for instance, as you pointed out, Torgo, in California in 2004, if this law had been in effect, California's electoral votes would have gone for George Bush because he won the popular vote, while Kerry won California, and therefore a lot of Californians, you'd think, would be pretty angry about those results.
I would say so.
There's more to say about this, but we're going to the phones. It's Adam in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey, the only thing that I can possibly think that is the reasoning behind this is a bunch of people don't like the idea that someone who doesn't win the popular vote can become president like the 2000 election, and that seems to be, you know, they're just trying to make it so that it doesn't matter what you voted for. We're going to vote for whoever wins the popular vote because we think that the popular vote should be the only thing that matters. And in some ways I agree with that, but I think they're taking away the power of people to vote. I mean, they're basically saying we're going to decide who you vote for now.
They're not taking
away that others will decide who you will vote for.
They're not taking away your power to vote in any way, because you're going to go into the voting booth and you're going to express your interest to have candidate X be the president of the United States. Whether it is you're voting for candidate X's electors in your state to cast votes for him, or you're just saying, I want my vote to go towards candidate X. Either way, popular vote or electoral college, your vote still counts towards the total.
Right, and I mean, that does make sense to a degree. I mean, it's always seemed odd to me that we are, that the 2000 election is a good example of why someone who wasn't the most popular candidate in the country still became president because of this silly, you know, electoral system that we have. I don't understand why, if it's such a democracy, why is it if 60% of Connecticut votes for, you know, one person and 30% for another?
Well,
I know, it's a democratic republic, but
right.
I mean, or theoretically, but it doesn't make sense that if 60% votes for one person, 100% of the electoral votes go to that person.
Understood, but I mean, you know, the founding fathers didn't believe strongly in democracy, and you won't find it in too many of our founding documents.
Oh, I understand that.
I mean,
they were actually afraid of change.
I mean, this is federalism, and the idea, their idea was to dilute democracy to some extent and give the reign to educated people to make the decisions. I think it's the last vestige of states' rights left. I mean, you know, after the Civil War, pretty much most of states' rights was gone, and this is the last vestige of it. And I kind of like it.
Adam, okay. Final comments?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to talk about it.
Thanks for the
call,
man. 800-259-9231. Torgo, you mentioned during the break that you think this whole Electoral College thing should go away anyway.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Electoral College at all.
I think what's going to happen if you don't have the Electoral College is that you will find that there is a few metropolitan areas. Like, if you think about New York City.
Okay.
New York City is a lot bigger. Not the metro of New York City. If you think about Newark, all the area, New Jersey, up
mm-hmm.
into
okay.
Connecticut,
millions of
all that stuff. Though that area there is going to be, you know, just a huge place that they're going to campaign to. Because at that point, state lines won't make the least bit of difference to a presidential candidate.
And they shouldn't.
Why not?
Why should it make that big of a difference? He needs to garner the affection of the entire country. So,
no, he doesn't. He only has to garner the affection of a majority of the country.
A majority of the country, fine. But the thing is, even if he gets these major metropolitan areas, it's not these certain major metropolitan areas, even in the Electoral College system, would still be doing the exact same thing for him. I mean,
not exactly.
Because
no.
If he gets New York City, and the New York metro area, he's most likely going to win the state of New York and probably New Jersey as well. So there's electoral votes there. And they have more electoral votes because they have more people.
Right.
California, he gets the, you know, L.A., San Francisco, places like that.
But
he
what
gets
if he
the state of California.
New York by 99%? Do you understand? If he takes 99% of the vote in New York, but only, but then, you know, only gets smaller amounts elsewhere. The thing is it dilutes it. And it dilutes the popular vote, and as evidenced is what happened in 2000.
Wait, what dilutes the popular vote?
The Electoral College dilutes the popular vote. And it gives more rural areas and smaller states more sway in our system.
It does. However, Torgo's right to an extent that even though it does give smaller states a little bit more sway, it's not much.
It's
really.
Not much.
I mean,
it's very small. It's only a small...
You can still get by not campaigning in those other
it's
states.
It's a filter, and they don't, generally. They generally don't. The only reason they campaign in New Hampshire is because they're so early in the primaries.
Right. So it seems to me like, to me, it really wouldn't matter. It really, what's the
right.
big deal?
You don't care how they're elected, you hate them all.
Unless it's Doug Stanhope. Unless Doug Stanhope, or by the way, Steve Cubby now announcing his candidacy for president. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe a Stanhope-Cubby ticket for the Libertarian Party.
I hope not.
What? Why? You know Doug in person. You're not behind his campaign?
I'm all for Stanhope.
Well, he's got to have a VP.
I know he does.
Well, who do you want, Joe Rogan?
No, well, personally, and I know he was already turned down for this one, personally, I'd like to see Penn Jillette.
Yeah, he's not interested.
I know he's not, and that makes me sad.
It makes me sad as well.
However,
perfect.
However, I don't know that Steve Cubby would be my choice.
All right, so we're talking about the Electoral College. If you can chime in on this and let us know whether or not you think that it should go away or should stay, and if so, why or why not, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, again, whether it stays or it goes, either way, little states, low population states, they're pretty much ignored as is. If it goes away, it just means that they're going to focus more on the big areas. And again, I just think this is more evidence that it's time to just abolish the union. Really, why are we keeping it around? Because if these laws go into effect, it's just going to tick off those people in the smaller states. They're just going to be even more angry at the system than they already are. Hopefully, that will maybe this will actually spur the splintering of the union.
Yeah, that's what you'd like to see, the splintering of the
You're
union.
You're darn right. I'd like to see it because at this point, why should we keep it together?
Really, if the people in if the communists...
We need to stay together for the kids.
If the socialists in California and New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey are the ones that get to decide national elections, why should we bother keeping the union together? Mark, why should we?
Why do I think we should have the union together? Because I think we need a navy. I think we need to be able to protect ourselves.
So because of your love for the military, you're willing to let the socialists in the big cities control the country.
Really, Mark?
You're insane, Mark.
You think Nebraska needs a navy?
Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
I was just going to touch on this. I think you guys pretty much have it covered, but there is no doubt at all if the Electoral College is abandoned that the population centers then rule the country. The candidates do not need to cater to anybody but the urban areas, which are the population centers, and whatever the issues that concern those people will be the issues that the candidates will care about. And
you and I both know, John, that the population centers tend to sway towards the socialist side. So
absolutely.
Do we really want that?
Do I want it?
No.
I don't want it. I just wanted to touch base on that because there is no doubt about it. It's designed, the Electoral College is designed to avoid any particular types of states from having greater influence than other states.
What do you think about my suggestion, John, that we just scrap it? This whole idea, this United States thing, it's a failure. Let's junk it. Let's split the country up into different sections, maybe 50 different states, or maybe we can have like the West Coast all be one country or whatever. What do you think of that?
We have 12 colonies, each one named after a different sign of the zodiac.
When the country was founded, this was supposed to be United States, and states meant countries. We were supposed to be united. Just like Europe is a bunch of different.
So does that mean you're behind me on this one, John?
I'm moving in that direction.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Nor should the people in the urban centers be subject to the desires of the
bumpkins,
right-wing bumpkins out in the middle of nowhere. Let's split it up. It's over. It's a failure. 800-259-9231. Stop trying to make it work and stop trying to force us all to get along because it's not working. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phones, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?